Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Shabbos, B'shor sheniftar Moshe Rabbeinu, Skeinim shebadoiro yoimrim, Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yoshua kepnei Levono, Oy lo ise busho, oy lo ise chlimo. Moshe kepnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levono, oy lo ise busho, oy lo ise chlimo. Chofetz Chaim speaks out a gewaltige Wort. Chofetz Chaim says, what is the pshat? Kivyochol skeinim shebador came to complain on Yeshua that is not standing in the standard of Moshe Rabbeinu, cholilo v'chas. Skeinim, maybe the kids will speak like that. Skeinim shebadoir, this is what he will say. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levono, oy lo ise busho, oy lo ise chlimo. Chofetz Chaim explains, no, chas v'sholom, they didn't come to be memayet from kvoidei from Yeshua. Chazal say, yiftach bedoiroi keshmuel bedoiroi. Every person in his doir is the zel bezach. So even if pnei Yeshua is kepnei Chamo, kepnei Levono, and lahoyo kemoisha oid novi oid, skeinim shebadoir will not come to complain. What they came to complain, zog de Chofetz Chaim, as in Roshim of Chaim Shmulevitz was masberet, they said, remember Yeshua. Remember Yeshua when he was young. Yeshua was one of the 12 people that went to be with the Meraglim. There's an order there of the Meraglim. Lefi the order of the Chashivas, they're written down. Yeshua is number 5. Means Yeshua was not even number 1 in the list to go to be Meraglim. Chofetz Chaim says the Meraglim was Sori Chamishim. You have to understand, so on top of Sori Chamishim, you have Sori Meris, and Sori Alofim. So he was not from Dechosh of the people from Klal Yisrael. And here one day he becomes the manig of Klal Yisrael, because Leimosh Mitoich HaOyel. Skeinim Shebadoir Oyoimrim, Oy Lo Yisir Busha, Oy Lo Yisir Chlimo. Dafka Skeinim, not Yelodim. Yelodim didn't know. They see Moshe, now they see Yeshua. Of a skeinim say, we remember Yeshua, he was exactly like us. And now he became Yeshua. Oy lo yisa busha, oy lo yisa chlima. Standing in the shiva, from unzer Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik v'kodosh livrocho. There's a lot more to say, I will try to pack in. There's more that we don't know from the part that we know. But I want to start from the beginning. From the Rosh Yeshiva will say it himself every time. He said he came here 17 years old, a boy from Chicago. American boy. Not better from everyone that is sitting here. Maybe I will say even worse. But for sure not better. No musagim, garnished. A normal American boy, 17 years old, in the mirror. And like this he came, and after his man, his parents told him, no, nothing is happening, come back, no. They offered him even nice things if he would come back. And he stayed. And look what happened after 40 years, 45 years. We saw yesterday the Levi of the God Lador. Skeinim shebadoiro yoimrim, oy lo yisei busha, oy lo yisei chlimo. Look where a person could get on his own. He didn't have nothing. He paid people to learn with him. That he will become a better Lamdan. It's different Rosh Yeshivas here in the Yeshiva. I saw in their house for him. Thank you, Al Zabacher, to learn with me for 2 years to teach me how to learn a Tesfus. With 10 fingers. Look to where he came. Skeinim shebadoiro yoimrim, oy lo yisei busha, oy lo yisei chlimo. We don't understand what is musogim of asmode. I'm speaking of the last year. His edim, Chaim Salomon told me yesterday that ben hazmanim, he liked to go away from home to learn because people disturb in the house the whole time. So he asked him if he could be his chavrusa for second seder ben hazmanim. Speaking of last year. But he knew that he made up with someone else for first Seder to learn. but if you could come to his house to learn with him Ben Azmani, he assumed Seder, Ben Azmani, forget this would be his learning for Ben Azmani. Stavi will come 4 to 6. He showed up every day from 2:30 till 7:30. Just Chavrusa Ben Azmani in second Seder. That's like not a year ago. When the Rosh Hashiva was a Rosh Hashiva, I remember his kid, he had Chavrusas Friday. It was in Gemad Seder. Rosh Hashiva came over to him after his chasana. He wanted it with me Friday Shabbos. The guy said, yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning, after davening, after everything, they started to learn. The Rosh Hashiva learned straight with him till 4 o'clock, not even taking a drink and a cookie in the middle. He told him, okay, so straight after Maghrib, half an hour. Maghrib, Suda Shabbos, an hour. Another 3-4 hours after Maghrib, Lel Shabbos. Shabbos morning, he told him, we're finishing the daven, an hour, everyone gets organized, and again, the whole Shabbos afternoon. This was the Asmode. A person learned Yoimam Velaylo. Yoimam Velaylo. I said, over once, this mice, I'm going to tell you in front of the Rosh Hashiva. I told him, in front of Bochum, I told him, Rosh Hashiva, if I'm wrong, correct me. When Rosh Hashiva got married, he lived here in Sabrocha. So he would go to learn, he didn't want to use electricity in Shabbos. So he would go to learn in Vizhnitz. He would learn till 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, they started a butter there. Chassidim have a meaning, they sing together, when there's no rabbi around. So he couldn't learn, it was disturbed. So till 12 o'clock he learned, 12 o'clock he came back home. But there was no kosher electricity, so they had like a look, a light. So the rabbis would stand there, and the Rosh Hashiva learned for another 3-4 hours by the house. So a lot of people say the story, the Rosh Hashiva learned until 12 o'clock, Lel Shabbos. It was another 3-4 hours that he sat and learned, Lo'ir HaNeir, and he had a shame of Shemayate, his wife was standing. This is the way it was the Shabbos. 4 o'clock, they finished. This was the Asmode. Person sat and learned Yoimam Velaylo. I want to mamshich in the Asmode first. You know, a lot of people, last night, or Shashiva, before he went to sleep, he learned another 4 hours on his own, and then he went to sleep. A lot of people, you know, when they're sick, when they're so sick, it's very hard to learn. So what do? You do mitzvahs, yeah? It's hard to learn when a Reddish can have a Reddish out of God, so you can do some mitzvahs. He had enough mitzvahs to do, maybe 2 more phone calls to raise some money for the yeshiva. The mitzvahs were standing there on the line. Abachoshko nafshir batoiro. I was in the shiva house. Came in Rav Michal Zilber. Shiva, Choshev Yid. He said, I want to tell you pshat. We say, Al chayt shechotonu lefonecho be'oines. What is the pshat al chayt shechotonu lefonecho be'oines? The world breaks two kashes. One kashe, oines rachmone patre, the goel. But the second kashe, every tshuva has to have a kabbalah. What is the kabbalah? That next time will be oines, no kabbalah will be oines. How you mekabbal though, you will not do it. But he said, when he looks at the Rosh Hashiva, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh, Livrocha, he says, all of the answers, I have a headache. I can't learn, I'm dizzy today. So how he learned? The best day that he had, I don't wish to know one of you. You don't understand. The Shiva didn't manage to eat, I was sitting in his house. He would try to eat. It took 10 times till he managed to put the fork in the food. 10 times till he managed to get it to the right place. I wanted to help him. He looked at me like, this is the way he couldn't nend it from Olam Hazeh. You think he enjoyed eating a piece of bread? He couldn't enjoy. He couldn't cut the food. He couldn't breathe. But he sat and learned Yoimam Velaylo. Al chayt shechotonu lefonecho be'oines. We'll come to the Shemayim and we'll say, what happened? I had a headache. So why here? In Rehov Amelim 33, someone was sitting and learning day and night. What we will answer? Chazal say, Hillel Mechayev Esa'anim. Reb Lezo ben Chasme Mechayev Esa'ashirim. Reb Dosen Tzvi is Mechayev all of us. We can't come up to the Shemayim with no more excuses. No one that saw Reb Dosen Tzvi could come up to the Shemayim and say, was hard for me to learn. I was tired to learn. I had tirdes. Yisura aguf she'en kedugmosom. She'en kedugmosom. I don't know if another person had so much yisura aguf. Yisura anefesh she'en kedugmosom. First because he knew about his yisura aguf that he had, and the oil that he had. Abba kihem chayeinu v'oyrech yomeinu v'enege yoyman v'laylo. This was his Torah. He loved Torah. He liked Torah. Came Rabbi Yezer Pitz and Choshev Gdei Yisrael. He came to the house. I think he meant this Ashtoch. And he told the kids, I hit a lot of espadim. How this person was nice to everyone. How he loved every person. How much he did for Torah. How much with such Yisurim he learned. Hilal Mechayev Esanim. Lo Yehuman Ki Yisuper. So but I want to tell you, all of these espadim are for one day. Enough. This is one day of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Oh, but 40 years he learned like that. 40 years. He was Yeman V'layla Teire with such a matziv. 40 years. You know what it means? 40 years with such Yisurim. The kids told me in the house, and I went and I made to ask back and forth everyone to be sure. Everyone said, Mefurish. No one remembers once that he told him that he has a headache. That he said that he doesn't feel good. No one knows that Rav Nosson Tzvi didn't feel good. I think we only saw it. No one knows that he had pain. No one. No one of the kid heard. No one heard once, Situt Milvei. It's hard for me. Think on yourself. You come home, I have a headache today. You know, just give me half an hour. I'm just... Not even once. Not even once. This is a nefesh noki. It's a different madreges. It's a different oilomis. It's a pure. This is the person that came here on his own. And he decided he loves to learn Teire. The Shiva told me it was Masechtas. He did 50 times, 60 times. Yoyimu velaylo, yoyimu velaylo, yoyimu velaylo. Without a hefsek. Without a hefsek. Everyone knows, he came into the house the whole time he had a chavrusa. He just loved learning. And he had such yisurim. This was one part of him. But this was the main part of him. This was the main part of him. He had the second part of him. That he loved every Talmid Chochem. He loved every Talmid Chochem. We he could to be marbit Torah. To push. To be marbit Torah. I heard yesterday, I can't say the names, it's laid by an abbot of Shiva's house. Came in a choshev Rosh Hashiva, to the Rosh Hashiva last year. And the Rosh Hashiva was zu brochen. Choshev Rosh Hashiva. And Rosh Hashiva, unser Rosh Hashiva, zecher tzadik v'kodesh livrocho. I asked him, why are you zu brochen? He said, I'm missing 100,000 for my yeshiva. Rosh Hashiva went to the back room. He counted everything what he had. He had 60 only. He told him, I will send you tomorrow 40. He didn't have what to breed here. He couldn't handle it. It's too much for him to say. But Rosh Hashiva doesn't have money. The money goes to him. I'll tell you what is the secret. The Ahavas HaTorah and the Ahavas Hashem. You know, they say over a story from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and Choshev Rosh Yeshiva that he came in to his yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night and he saw the Bochrim are sitting and learning. And he was so misspoiled that the Bochrim and his yeshiva are sitting and learning 12 o'clock by night. He was full with his pilus. So he went over to the Bochrim and he kissed him. So they told over the story to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, "Tosin ishkenava satere. I wonder if you were going to someone else's yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night and they'd be learning and you'll also be kissing around the Bochrim." Our Rosh Yeshiva was like that. This is the difference. Our Rosh Yeshiva was marbe teiro, not for himself. Not for himself. He would go into his house. He would eat the yeshiva's food. Oh, Hashem, very good food, yeah? I mean, the yeshiva, you would think the Rosh Yeshiva had the ganze welt. He could buy himself a little bit, you know, I understand. A vada yeshiva bocher has to eat. Said, you know, the yeshiva can't. No. Exactly. And if the schnitzel are little pieces of schnitzel, these are the little pieces on the plate. And if they have carrots with a chvei something there, this is exactly what they're eating for supper. This is it. He was not nenegornished from this whole moysed. Didn't take to himself no anoe. Everything was for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything was for different people. He had such avas toiro and avas talmidei chachomim. Lo yehumen ki yesupo. Lo yehumen ki yesupo. He did it for the other person. So he had mitzad echot asmod as toiro she'en kedugmoso. And mitzad she'eni, he wanted to be mar bekvoit shamayim. I remember one morning I came into the Rosh Hashiva, it was Ben Azmanim, and I see it was Mamash Ois Gimutsht. I asked him, what the Rosh Hashiva is thinking about? What's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Yagdil Teiro V'yadir? How you do it exactly? So Yagdil Teiro V'yadir, what the Pasuk exactly means? What do you have to do, Yagdil Teiro V'yadir? How you do Yagdil Teiro V'yadir? We opened Novi, we went over all the Mefoshim to see. He said, maybe we could be eight more Mefoshim. We'll find how you do Yagdil Teiro V'yadir. I want to tell you, what is the test? Obalisurim she'ein kedugmosoi. But no one heard a word. A word! I have a pain. The Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Zayudel Shlita, he told me that one thing he remembers, that some two times that he would ask him stuff, when he needed to swallow a pill, so he would ask for water. If the time came, so it didn't help to wait, he had to take the medicine. Also, sometimes when he was very, very thirsty, he moved the cup and hoped the son will chap. But if they didn't chap to give him lunch, or he would get up to the pot and try to take it, hopefully to make it, or he would not eat. He would not ask. He would not ask. Garnished. He never took out a garbage in his life. He never changed a diaper. But you only can say these stories after it's a person that didn't ask. He was called Kulei Teiro. He didn't have nothing in his life chutz from Teire. Yoimo velaylo. But never complained on Isurim. Every person knows this nice smile by the Rosh Hashiva's face. Think about yourself. I'm telling you, you don't understand the Isurim. Think of the worstest day, every second he had such Isurim. In different parts, not even Fichvoyle to explain to you. You don't understand what Isurim, a goof he had every second. And everyone comes in, such a smile. Such a smile. This is a neshama, it's an andere koyach. But I want to go weiter. They say on the Ponovitch Rov, and I think we could say it again on Unzer Rosh Hashiva. They asked the Ponovitch Rov, they said the Ponovitch Rov asked the Chazanish, Chazanish, what you did for Klal Yisrael? So, Chazanish told the Ponovitch Rov, and what you did for Klal Yisrael? He made Ponovitch, this didn't count, yeah? He said, I gave up to be a Chazanish. I could have been a Chazanish, and I was only a Ponovitch Rov because I picked a Ponovitch. Our Rosh Hashiva, Baruch Hashem, managed to do both. But the godless of the Rosh Hashiva is a person that loves learning Yoimon Velaylo, told me his brother Reb Gedalia. But when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I was a young man, my brother wanted to be mechazek me. So he told me, far morning Seder, Efshem, we can have an akvis noch davenen? I said, yes. That was the day, 7 o'clock in the morning. It was a knock. He came to learn until 9. Before morning Seder, kvis, right? And like this, he came every day to his house, to learn from 7 to 9, far morning Seder. Well, we don't have a musogi what means sitting and learning Ava Satoiro, Kiba Avosoi, the Hashiva wanted that in every Aron HaKodesh, that was planned with the Nedivim, that in every Aron HaKodesh would be written the words Mohav Titerasecho, Mohav Titerasecho, Hashem Kolo Yom Yisichosi. This is the pasuk he wanted to put. Then it was different ilutzim, that we couldn't have that in every Aron HaKodesh. He says, we have to see Mohav Titerasecho. And such a person tells guys, you know what, we'll do him every Shalashudas, every time. He would sit to plan how he could make more Torah. We'll make a miftzais, he called it, now everyone will do fires, so he has to go to collect money. So it means to tear from the hours that he has to sit and learn. Because he loves everyone and he wants to be mar b'kvoit shomayim. You know what kind of mesirus nefesh it is? We don't have a asogis. Well look, a person that doesn't like to learn, likes to be asking, also very choshev, ganz fine. No, he likes to learn, but you know, lahar b'steirah, also very choshev. A person that doesn't make a difference how much he's sick, in between every phone call and every zacht, sits and learns. Nothing else is interessant. Nothing else. He doesn't mind nothing else in his life. is important to him. Nothing else is important in his life. But he has such ahava satira. Chazal tell us that when Adam Godel is niftar, the koichos that he brought to the world stay. V'zorach Hashemesh v'bo Hashemesh. We are nefesh akroivo l'cholol. We're standing near the cholol. We're close to the cholol. We are his kids. These are the people that he cared about. We have the first chus Yerusha and the koichos from unzer Rosh Yeshiva. The chokhmah of every person is to go in these days and to mekabel, to try to follow the Rosh Yeshiva in different parts. And Hashem gives this chus. Remember, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levono. You will come up to the Shemaim, they'll ask you, Yankel, why are you not going to Lador? American boy, you know, I just finished to play baseball. No, I know Yichus, you know, I came from nowhere. You know, my parents, you know, it's a whole family. Reb Nosson Zvi is Mechayev, he will stand there. Steht in Poiskim, as they steht in Sifra Kabole, that in every door, I heard one of the Gedolim say that he doesn't want to die now. They asked him why. He said, because it says in the Sforim that every door, when a Tamil Chachom and Nifter, they put them in the basin Shel Malo, and they judge the door if he there are Sogas. He says, after him, since we are sitting there, I'm not going up. I'm not going up. Every excuse, you'll tell me what you want. When I say my stomach, no, my stomach, no, echid, my stomach, no, my feet, echid, my hands, I couldn't stand, all of that. You know, I sat and learned 10 hours a day. How much you learned? No, but that's money. I only learned 20. I made a cheshbon, 13 hours with running the whole world. Just 5 hours by this son, this 5 hours, chutzim them garnished, yeah? If we'll be mekabel, we will learn. We will become Tamir Chachomim. We'll be mekabel ol teire. Hashem will give us the siyata d'shmaya. Aleph, beis, to lekabel be'avo. Stop to complain. Tzahalosay alponov. And to care for the other person. To be nice to the other person. To love everyone. To like everyone. And Bezat Hashem, we'll be mechazik together. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us siyata d'shmaya, Bezat Hashem, and fakert. We will be the hemshech. And oisim, Gemara says, and oisim tziyunim lechachomim, divreyem eilu zichroinom. This is the zikon of the Rosh Hashiva. We'll be mamshech this derech. But I want to tell you one more thing. It's really late. One more thing. Zeicher to the Rosh Hashiva. The godless of the Rosh Hashiva. What I told you now, you know, sometimes you must be the person that you don't know who he is. So other yo girecht, other nish girecht, yeah? Here we're telling you things that all of us knew. He was here, he was in front of us. But he was in such a pashtus that you didn't realize. Yeah, a nice, very friendly person with us, yeah? You didn't feel the malach. He was such a onov, such a nista. You thought, yeah, very nice, smiling person. Yeah, he has nice time to speak to you. He came to make him a sugar, yeah? A malach was with us. A malach. One of the gedolim told me, I'm jealous of him. I said, well, so much teire. Echad amar, nee. Echad betzar, yoyser mimer shaloi betzar. And the tzar that he had, where echad betzar, yoyser mimer means, if you're learning in Gishmak, you're in condition, and without air condition, it's 100 times more, right? Now, what would it be if you had billions of yisurim? Says, you know what means? The Tzvi comes after the Shemaim, such a masmid, and you double it with billions and trillions? I will never see him when I come up to the Shemaim. Such a malach was standing around us. And we didn't see. And we were not knowing the right covet. We knew he was a malach, but we didn't know that he's a sorof. We didn't know that he's a kodosh. Son-in-law told me, never from the time he got married, he asked him even once to do something for him. Not even to pass a fork. He's running the whole world. Biggest Tamid Chochem. Kol kule b'kedusha v'betahor. We'll be mekabel again. That's mode. And the rotzen and the sheifas, be'ezus Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata d'shmaya, that we'll be the hemshech, be'ezus Hashem, u'bilo amoves l'netzach, u'mocha Hashem Elohim dima ma'al kol ponim v'neim aromim.